Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting new developments in the U.S.-Russia election investigation. U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal investigators over his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Flynn's guilty plea on Friday is yet another indication the former aide is cooperating with a special counsel investigation into Russia's 2016 presidential election meddling and possible collusion with the Trump campaign. In a statement, Flynn said, "Through my faith in God, I am working to set things right." Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has appointed senior military officials to top posts in his cabinet. The announcement was made late Thursday on state-run television. Despite a promise to reach out to the opposition, President Mnangagwa only appointed loyalists, according to Lovemore Maduku, a law professor at the University of Zimbabwe. Maduku says his worry is that the new president appointed more than the limit of 5 non-parliamentary allowed under the Constitution.
It's unconstitutional. He's breaching the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear. You have a maximum of 5 people that are not from Parliament. But as long as a person is a minister and they will draw salary from the public purse, they are appointed by the president, that person must be from Parliament. Now, we've seen that there are 8 or 10 and so forth. What is more disturbing is why that would be done, because the provision is very clear. It has never been breached before.
Former President Robert Mugabe, who ruled the Southern African country for 37 years, resigned under pressure last week after he was removed from power by the military. This is VOA News. An attack in northwestern Pakistan has left 9 people dead and more than 35 others injured. Pakistani police said a group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a government agriculture research center and adjoining university hostel in Peshawar. Police and counterterrorism units began a rescue operation, and the gunfight with terrorists lasted several hours and killed 3 militants. Many of the victims of Friday's attack were students, and those being treated in city hospitals received bullet injuries, doctors said. More news on Pakistan. U.S. Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis is expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country as a part of a four-nation tour that begins Friday. Terrorism also will be a main focus of Mattis's stop in Egypt, which last week suffered what officials called the deadliest terror attack in the country's modern history. Mattis's trip also includes stops in Kuwait and Jordan. Pakistan denies sheltering the militants, and the issue has served as a major irritant to bilateral ties. Pope Francis ordained 16 priests Friday at a huge outdoor mass in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. The Pope is in Bangladesh through Saturday after 4 days visiting Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. He's expected to meet with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. Scheduled well before the August violence against the Rohingya, the Pope's seeming effectiveness is being called into question because of one word. VOA's Steve Reddish explains.
Pope Francis has been walking a diplomatic tightrope during his trip to Myanmar and Bangladesh, trying to spotlight what the UN and the U.S. call ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya, while trying not to say the word Rohingya.
It is imperative that the international community take decisive measures to address this grave crisis.
As recently as August, the Pope expressed solidarity for what he called our Rohingya brothers and sisters. But when he spoke in Myanmar's capital Tuesday, Francis relied on veiled references and general pleas for inclusion of ethnic and religious minorities. The Pope took the advice of the Burmese Catholic leaders, who feared a backlash against Myanmar's Christians if he mentioned Rohingya or directly addressed the situation. Reaction has been mixed. Steve Reddish, VOA News.
Friday marks the 30th annual observance of World AIDS Day. On December 1st, every year, there is a global push to heighten awareness about the potentially deadly acquired immune deficiency syndrome virus. And U.S. Senator Jeff Flake now says he will vote for the Republicans' massive $1.5 trillion tax bill. More on this on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.